One of his colleagues discovered the illegal work when he was doing follow-up surgery on one of those patients. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:01, it is 27 degrees in Flemington, and the sun has started to come out and is melting the snow. It's going to gradually become sunny with a high near 35. There's a northwest wind, 8 to 11 miles. Tonight, there are increasing clouds with a low around 13, and there's a slight chance of snow showers tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. It will clear out again for Saturday with a high of 35, and Sunday, a chance of rain and snow showers between 1 and 2 p.m.
Oh, this better not be Sun Valley.
It's not. Okay. That was my second choice.
I just had a flashback from last year.
But I can't hear it. Oh, I can now.
Is this the late, great Andy Williams?
No, it's Tony Bennett.
Oh. Is this a Christmas song?
Well, it snowed last night.
It's a snow song. It did snow last night, Jennifer. Why does it stop belaboring
the
point? Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in snowy downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the Hunterdon Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus visited HCL last night for their annual holiday show. We'll give you details. There's still time before Christmas to stop by the library and treat your senses to the HCL Gingerbread Competition, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of HCL. What Jennifer likes about Christmas is that she can make people forget about her past with the present. Fred Miller presents his American Christmas program on 1220 at the North County Branch Library and on 1221 at HCL. 2018 speakers and concerts, and much, much more on today's library show. Happy Christmas time to you, Jennifer.
Happy Yule to you, Jim.
Somebody call us at the proper term, Yule? Happy Yule season to you? This is the best time of the year, the week or two before Christmas, right? Where this is the time that you should be enjoying. Everybody's getting in that festive mood. The decorations are pretty much all up. This is the time. And usually people miss it because they get stressed out about not being done with the Christmas shopping, etc. I am so far ahead of the game this year, it's not even funny. I hope I don't jinx myself.
Congratulations.
But I'm just fully enjoying this holiday season. I hope you are too. And a couple of snowfalls before December. What happened?
Foot cramp.
How could that happen?
I don't know.
Were you playing basketball before the radio
show?
Don't
you ever, like, when you're in the, you know the kind, like, you get in the swimming pool where your toes kind of curl under?
You're supposed to curl your toes to fix it. Curl, like scrunch
right,
your
done.
Toes up. Make a ball with your foot.
It's done. It's good.
All right. I'm sure our listeners are pleased that you have a foot cramp, Jennifer.
I'm sure they're pleased it's over.
I'm pleased that we're not talking about it anymore.
So tell me about the Harmonizer.
So it had snow twice before Christmas,
it has.
Jennifer.
And
that hasn't happened in a few years.
No, and with very little detriment.
I don't think
to
it snowed
world.
Twice last winter.
And it didn't really interrupt much of anything.
Didn't know. The Huntington County Road Crew did a great job clearing the roads. I was on the roads by 7:30, and they were not a problem at all.
No, they went out. When I came in yesterday, I forget what time the truck was going out, the brine truck, and I thought, uh-oh.
What's the brine truck?
The brine.
Oh, the like brine the truck.
What do they know that I don't know?
Didn't know your husband had a truck. Okay, the Huntington Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus, our annual show last night. They were there, Jennifer, about 35 harmonizers in our meeting room. We had a full house, and they just, of course, did another wonderful job. I really enjoy the show. Actually, I taped one of their songs to see if it can play this over the radio.
What you sent me, I didn't get.
Let's see if this works. Here was last night, the Huntington Harmonizers. That's the Huntington Harmonizers from the Huntington County Library last night. They treated us to about an hour and a half of songs such as that. They do a take on God Rest You Merry Gentlemen where, what is the spoof? Oh, the restroom door said gentlemen. Did you ever hear him sing that? You're laughing.
Know.
Oh, really?
No, but that sounds...
The crowd loved that one last night. And they do all the traditional ones, and they did a one from their show coming up this weekend. So you may or may not know that the Harmonizers do a big show every year at Christmas time. It was supposed to be last weekend, but it was snowed out, Jennifer.
I was surprised to hear that.
So now it's this weekend, December 16th. They have two shows, one at 2 and one at 7 p.m. at the J.P. Case Middle School. So I highly recommend it. The first half of the show is kind of a play, and it's called Santa Saves the Circus with music. And the second half is kind of what they did at the library last night, traditional holiday tunes with a lot of fun thrown in, Jennifer. Just the Harmonizers are one of our county's treasures when we're lucky we have them.
They're our sung treasure.
They're what?
A sung treasure.
A sung treasure?
Get it? Usually an unsung treasure.
An unsung treasure?
But
I've heard of an unsung hero.
Well, it's a play on words.
It is a play on words, but you're using a... okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome. So how come you're not in the Harmonizers?
They ask me every time, too, because I've still got a basketball career, how feeble it is at this point. But I'm getting closer.
So once you're benched for good?
So, yeah, I think at some point when I can't play basketball anymore, I think I need something else, and that might be it. I don't know. They do look like they have a lot of fun. You think? Have you ever heard me sing? Would I fit
in? Oh, because you know what? The other day we were talking in the car about...
Do I have a good enough voice?
You do.
Well,
about how
you.
Many times Baby It's Cold Outside was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to go through. And I said, and Jim and Kara Thatch.
Right, on the
and
radio
it is, in fact,
show.
Recorded.
It is. That counts. Does that count as a recorded version?
Of course.
So next week, hopefully, I will be here. Jennifer will do our annual Christmas show where Jennifer does a recitation. And I do, too, but I might not be here, so I'm doing my recitation today.
No, you're going to be here.
We don't know that.
Yes, you do. If I have to come drag you here.
It may be a Christmas miracle. Well, that'd be good.
In your pajamas.
I'd like to see you try that, Jennifer. I also have some trivia for Jennifer. I did a little morning trivia this morning for Safe Coalition of Hunterdon and Somerset, a very worthwhile group. So I have a couple of rounds that I think you'll do well in, that I think you'll like. I culled some questions just for you, Jennifer.
That's, thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. So the Hunterdon Harmonizers. We have one more holiday program coming up next Thursday. I mentioned at the top of the show. Well, it's Wednesday at the North County Branch Library and repeated on Thursday, December 21st at the Hunterdon County Library. It's Fred Miller, our resident pianist, singer, narrator, does his annual American Christmas show where he tells the backstory of all your Christmas favorites, hands out lyric sheets to the crowd, and it's a mammoth sing-along to sing in the holidays. We love the holidays at the Hunterdon County Library.
And we love it so much, we're also having a program Tuesday night.
Is it a holiday program?
At the North County Branch Library, Holiday Favorites with Rhonda Dene. There are songs that touch on giving thanks, enjoying the winter weather, and celebrating all that this joyous season brings. And that's 7 p.m. on Tuesday night at the North County Branch Library. All our programs are free and open to the public. And you can make reservations by calling 908-730-6135 for the North County Branch Library, or 908-788-1434 for the Headquarters Library. And this time of year, it's a good idea to make reservations in case...
Yes, last night, the Hunterdon Harmonizers, we were shoehorning them in.
That's not what I was going to say. In case of inclement weather.
Or inclement weather also.
Or just reschedule them.
And if you're asking yourself, well, that's great for my ears, but what's there for my eyes and my nose?
What's there for your eyes and nose?
We have a gingerbread competition still on display at the Hunterdon County Library. We do this every year for the past 7 years with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. So stop by the library anytime before the end of the year and check out the wonderful gingerbread houses of either a Hunterdon County scene or a storybook scene. The winning Best in Show creation this year was of Snow White's Cottage, which is pretty amazing because they made trees that... You know, with baking and making them, like, go out from the trunks is pretty hard. Gravity really, really takes a toll on these gingerbread houses eventually.
And the Holland Mill.
It's holding up very well.
Still holding
nice.
Up. We had two last year that the blades didn't quite make it. But yes. This year they're...
Gravity really wreaks havoc eventually on these gingerbread houses. But so far, so good. So stop by anytime before Christmas or the end of the year and... Treat your senses, no, Jennifer.
Stop.
That's just the best word for it. I'm sorry.
It isn't. There's got to be a better one.
All right. And then I know we have a wreath-making thing up at the North County Branch. Is that filmed?
It's called the wreath-making thing, yes. It is create an evergreen centerpiece with craft items that our presenter will be supplying and your sprigs of greenery. She will take you step by step to help you. A typo on this.
To help you?
It says to help you will create a center holiday centerpiece.
Well, then just avoid that, Jennifer. A professional radio host would just have niftily skipped over that.
That's why I'm a librarian, not a professional
radio host. Instead of explaining.
So Susan formerly owned Shenandoah Florist and has 9 years of experience.
Oh, Shenandoah.
So definitely caucus space is limited because... supplies are limited.
I thought you were going to say because of inclement weather.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Well, and also for that. But if it is inclement weather, it's no better time to read. The 2018...
You didn't just say that, did you?
It's the flyer says it. I didn't say it. The 2018 Hunterdon County Library Adult Winter Reading Club begins on December 21st. Snowed under, feeling... Snowed in. Feeling the chill, you're invited
to... You'd be snowed under.
I guess.
With chores, like I'm snowed under.
I guess. You're invited to warm up. Well, then you wouldn't have time to read. You're invited to warm up between the covers of a good book and join us as we play snow bingo and read our way through winter. Sign up on the library's webpage, hclibrary.us/AWRC, and begin reading on December 21st. See how many bingos you can get on your one card before our end of the winter party on March 14th.
Oh, you can get more than one?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to fill the whole card is the thing.
I think so. It's based. I haven't seen the card because it will not be available until.
So for more information about
next
this
Tuesday,
winter reading club,
next Thursday,
go to our homepage of our website, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage is a link for all the information about our adult Winter Reading Club. It's time for our first commercial break. Jennifer is nimbly got her hands on the buttons, and we'll be back right after this for Today in History.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
That's I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. Before I start, I want to congratulate Kiko Murillo, our show's loyal listener. The Army defeated Navy.
And you thought
last
it was Navy's
Saturday,
year.
14-13.
Didn't you?
No, I didn't think it was Navy's year. Don't say that. I'll never be invited over Kiko's house again.
I wouldn't invite him over anyway.
Actually, Navy had a chance to win the game. They attempted a field goal with no time on the clock, Jennifer, and missed it. It was in the snow, though, in Philadelphia, so I'm sure that made it a little bit harder. So congratulations to the Long Gray Line for defeating Navy this year. Today in history. It's time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date, which is December 14th. I'll also give her names of people who were born or who have died on December 14th and see if she knows who they are. Let's go back to 1287, Jennifer.
Wow.
And this is just one of those questions, again, that just boggles my mind.
Okey-dokey.
The St. Lucia's flood, Jennifer, the Zuider Zee seawall in the Netherlands collapses. How many people died because the Zuider Zee seawall in the Netherlands collapsed?
120,000.
50,000 people.
Wow.
This is 1287. First of all, in 1287, didn't even know they knew how to build a seawall. Secondly, 50,000 people living in one spot in 1287 is also a little interesting, don't you think?
But it was Europe, so.
It was, yeah I don't know, 1287? That's pretty far back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I don't understand.
A tragic day in the Netherlands on this date in 1287. 1819, what becomes the 22nd U.S. state, Jennifer?
Oh.
In 1819, on December 14th, the 22nd, its name has been very much in the news the last 2 days.
Alabama.
Correct. Alabama's correct. She took my thread and ran with it. Roy Moore, of course, losing the Alabama election. Any thoughts on that?
I have no thoughts on that.
1903, Jennifer. Big day at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Uh-huh. What happened on this date in December 14th?
Your great-great-great uncle reported on the first flight.
It was actually not. It was the first attempt on this day. I think they didn't quite were successful the first time.
So your
Jennifer.
Uncle didn't have a
It
really
was the first attempt. But an interesting story, so Jennifer just touched on it. My father's uncle, whose name was Harry P. Moore, lived in Norfolk, Virginia, and was a cub reporter for the Virginia Pilot. And he was sitting in a coffee shop in Norfolk, and a couple guys came in. No, a lifeguard, I'm sorry, Jennifer, a lifeguard came in and ordered a barrel of oysters. So it was, must not have been a coffee shop, it was somewhere else. And he got to talking to this lifeguard, and the lifeguard was telling me that these
two... I'm shocked to hear they had lifeguards.
It was a lifeguard, or somebody worked down in Kitty Hawk, and he was saying that these two nuts were down in Kitty Hawk trying to get this thing to fly. So my uncle, my father's uncle, was intrigued, so he went down there. And these guys, the Wright brothers back then, they were doing all this in private. But the lifeguard kind of knew him a little bit, so introduced my father's uncle to them. He wrote the very first story about the Wright brothers' flight, which wasn't big news really back then. Plus, it was like it wasn't like a banner headline, "Man Achieves Flight." But the first story was very important, and actually Henry Ford offered my father's uncle a king's ransom probably back then for his handwritten story about that first flight, and they didn't sell it to him, which I still think was a mistake. Because Henry Ford, if you know or don't know, has this huge museum of artifacts just like that, and he wanted this to include in the museum. And he didn't get it. Harry P. Moore declined his offer. Moving on, Jennifer, 1972. It's the Apollo program, Apollo 17, Jennifer. It was the complete third and final extra vehicle activity, Apollo 17. What happened on this date in 1972? It was the last thing. This is the last time something like this happened. On this day, this is terribly worded. I apologize.
I have no idea what you're saying.
December 14th, 1972, for the space program, this type of event was the last time this happened.
They retired a rocket.
No.
Nope.
This was the last time. December 14th, 1972 was the last time someone walked on the moon. Do you know who it was?
Nope.
Eugene Cernan, who just died not that long ago, actually. Eugene Cernan, on this date in 1972, was the last person to walk on the moon.
How about that?
And then a tragic day, Jennifer, in Connecticut on this date in 2012.
It was the Sandy Ridge.
Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Correct, Jennifer. 28 people, including the gunman, were killed. So a tragic day, kind of like in Zuiderzee, Netherlands. Okay, people who were born on this date, Jennifer, 1896, Jimmy Doolittle. He doesn't talk to animals,
no,
and that's where you're going.
No.
It's a military person. That's why I threw it in there.
Doolittle's Raid.
Doolittle's Raid is correct. What was Doolittle's Raid?
It was in World War II. There's a movie about it. I don't know.
Okay, Jennifer. So.
Kiko.
Jimmy Doolittle, after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, they wanted to take immediate action on Japan. So Jimmy Doolittle arranged a bombing run on Japan, and they actually bombed Japan right after Pearl Harbor. But it was an interesting move because back then they didn't have the capability to fly that long in the air, so it was almost like a suicide mission for some of these guys. Just to get to Japan, drop the bombs, and they couldn't make it back. They had to like land in China, and a lot of them were taken prisoner. And very interesting. If you see the movie Pearl Harbor, they touch on it because did you see the movie Pearl Harbor?
I did.
Not Ben Affleck's character, but the other one died in Doolittle's Raid.
And we were just talking about it the other day because one of the oldsters is reading a book about Pearl Harbor, and you know I keep saying, "Did you get to the bombing yet? Did you get to the bombing?" And then we were talking about Doolittle's Raid. So I should have remembered it.
Yes.
Associated.
If that's the case, you should have. 1908, Maury Amsterdam was born.
Who?
Maury Amsterdam.
He's probably some character actor who you only
Correct.
Know him from one thing.
That's exactly right, Jennifer. I know from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah.
Remember Maury Amsterdam? He was like one of the writers.
Absolutely. Nope.
Okay, 1916, you'll know this one, I think. Shirley Jackson was born.
She's an author. She wrote The Haunting of Hill House, The Lottery.
The Lottery is the one I know her from. It was one of the few short stories that I remember reading when I was in school. 1932, Charlie Rich was born. The man with two first names. Charlie Rich was a country singer known for The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, Behind Closed Doors. Yes?
Hey, Did You Happen to See.
There you go. 1946, Patty Duke was born.
She eventually married John Astin. She was in the Patty Duke Show.
Because we're cousins.
She played
identical cousins.
Helen Keller in the Helen Keller Story, and then later she played Annie Sullivan.
Interesting. That's Patty Duke. Is she still alive? Oh, no, I know. She died in 2016.
Hmm.
I didn't realize that.
I missed that.
1949, this is just for you, Jennifer. This will make you happy. Bill Buckner was born. And thank God he was, for all you Met fans.
Yeah, in Game 6 of the 1986 World Series, Mookie Wilson hit a slow tap down the first baseline, and it rolled between Bill Buckner's legs.
And that's his history.
Actually, we were at a, what's the name of the
baseball game?
No, the Irish, it's a chain, Callahan's.
Houlihan's?
Houlihan's?
Bennigan's?
Maybe it's Houlihan's, in the city. And we sat at the table that had the Bill Buckner picture.
1960, James Comey was born.
Nope.
You don't know who James Comey is. James Comey. He's been in the news ad nauseum for the past year.
Oh, does he have something to do with the Russia thing?
He's the FBI director that was fired by Donald
Trump. He has a book coming out in the spring with Flatiron Books, yes.
Well, that's good, Jennifer. That James Comey is
going to be. It's
going to
be embargoed.
Died on this day, Jennifer. 1799. This had been a sad day for the U.S. George Washington died. On this date in 1799.
He's president, the first president, the father of the country, Valley Forge.
One person I think I would like Russell to meet, because every description of him by everybody just makes him sound like he was some kind of god on earth, George Washington.
Oh, speaking of George Washington, Saturday afternoon it was Sunday afternoon.
Does that matter, Jennifer?
Listen, was the practice for the crossing of the Delaware?
Yes.
But in the snow, it must have looked very nice.
Then was it snowing the night they'd crossed?
It was ice covered. I don't know if it was snowing.
In 1920, George Gipp died.
George Gipp?
George Gipp.
Nope.
Win one.
For the Gipper.
Yes, George Gipp was a football player who died at Notre Dame. Inspired at least one W for Notre Dame because of that famous speech by Newt Rockne, win one for the Gipper. 1975, Arthur Treacher.
He was a restaurateur at a fish and chips.
Actually, just lent his name to that restaurant. I don't even know if he owned them.
Oh.
But he was an entertainer, an actor. Most famously, in my mind, he played the constable in the Walt Disney classic Mary Poppins.
Hmm.
No? Can you picture
him? Yeah, I can. And there was something else he was just in that we were talking about recently.
1985, Roger Maris died.
He was a baseball player.
Two baseball questions for you.
Thank you. He broke Babe Ruth's record for home runs?
That's correct.
Yippee.
For the single season. How many did he hit?
That I cannot tell you.
61.
Wow.
To Ruth's 60. Of course, that record, of course, has fallen, Jennifer, a couple times. Current record holder is?
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds, correct, with 73. Of course, there's an asterisk next to his name. But,
yeah.
And then finally, I don't even know why I included this guy. I don't even feel like reading it, but here it is. 1998, Norman Fell was born on December 14th.
Why do you feel like not including him?
I don't know.
He was like just a goofball actor. He was created a lot of TV shows.
No, you're thinking of Norman Lear.
Norman Fell. He was Mr. Roper.
That's
in
correct.
Three's Company.
Yes. That is correct.
So why are you...
I don't know. That just
wasn't... He was kind of goofy.
Kind of. Because that's today in history.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Don Knotts, who was also in Three's Company. It's Mr. Furley.
Yeah, he succeeded Mr. Roper.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of that show, by the way. I mean, I think we talked about this last week, actually. I just don't like constant misunderstandings. It just drains me.
I understand. And yet we continue to work. Never mind.
Okay, it's 11:30. We're halfway through our show. Jim Gannot from Crown Trophy will be here in a half hour to take care of some business on his show, coincidentally titled Taking Care of Business. I mean, he should have Bachman Turner Overdrive on his show one time.
Why?
Because they sang Taking Care of Business.
Oh.
What? Wow.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so Christmas is coming up. Let's talk a little Christmas.
The goose is getting fat.
They sang the song last night at the 100 and Harmonizers. A little round.
I thought you were going to give me trivia.
If you don't have a hay penny, then a hay penny will do?
Yes.
Do they still make hay pennies?
I don't believe so.
Is hay penny short for half a penny?
I believe it's the same thing. I don't know if it's short for.
No, there's a penny and then there's a hay penny. A hay penny, I'm assuming, is half a penny.
I believe so. You want me to look at it? Yeah.
So tell me some Christmas traditions you've done so far this year.
We haven't actually done any.
You haven't done anything? We've got less than 2 weeks till Christmas.
I know.
It's 11 days.
I know. We missed
10 days to Christmas Eve.
Are you going to ask a question or are you going to talk over me like my husband?
I don't know. I haven't decided.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And we missed the gingerbread houses in Morristown.
What do you mean you missed them? They're gone already?
They're gone. They have them for like 10 days and they were there and gone.
What about the ones in
Alaska, we have not been yet.
Okay.
And then the cold snap hit, so that's questionable. We did not see the trees.
The cold snap?
It's cold out. We did not see the trees in Somerset County Environmental Education Center, although we did see them in the Bucks County Visitor Center.
Okay.
So that's a new tradition.
Did they do the Festival of Trees at the Red Mill this year?
We didn't get, I don't know. I haven't seen anything about it yet.
Check that out. There was something, I need you to look me up too. There's something in Philadelphia that's worth seeing. It's either like a nativity or some kind of display, either in a store or something.
Oh, it's Macy's. It's in Macy's, the old Wanamaker store.
Okay, so what is it? I want to hear all about it because I want to go.
I want to go too.
Maybe let's go right now.
Okay.
That will be it for the library show. Thanks for tuning in.
They do, I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. So.
They do a huge light show and they have the old organ.
Awesome. How do I get there?
It is...
Is there tickets, like timed stamp tickets?
I don't know. I think you walk into Macy's. Why do you need a ticket to get into Macy's?
Because it's something I think you got to wait in line or something.
Really?
Is Macy's in Philly? Oh. Right in Center City?
Yeah, it's on 1300 Market Street. It's right near the Reading Terminal.
Can I take a train down there?
Yeah, you can take the West Trenton line.
From Yardley?
You take it from Yardley, sure.
Yardley into the and then get off at Market Street.
Mm-hmm. But right. They've changed all the names of the.
So what else do they have? Like, what am I seeing there, Jennifer? Entice me.
They have the love. I thought, but I should do Hunterdon County, really.
Well, let's do Hunterdon County too. But I just want to hear about this first.
The Love Park they have. Is that you or me?
That was me.
Oh.
While you're looking it up, Hunterdon County does have, I believe, again tonight is Thursday Night Lights, where downtown Flemington.
I was there actually last week.
Who's interrupting who now?
I'm sorry.
Well, then tell us, Jennifer.
It was nice. Like we just kind of walked a little bit.
So what am I looking for? Thursday Night Lights, they have luminaries along the street. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. But I thought there were going to be horse-drawn carriage rides.
There are horse, and there's fire truck rides from the beer garden.
It must have been out while we were there.
Horse-drawn carriage rides from somewhere else.
Down by T-Berry's.
So I think the Chamber sponsors a lot of this.
Yeah, but I didn't
see
either of them. Maybe they were out.
Well, Jennifer, we're trying to promote this. No, I'm not saying what you saw and not saw.
So I don't know where...
So Thursday Night Lights, all the businesses are open late on Thursday for your holiday shopping pleasure. Great stores like Sage in a new location. And what's the antique store? What's it called? Camp Flemington, I believe it's called? The antique store?
Which one? There's a couple.
The one that's called Camp Flemington. Right to the right of the Union Hotel, if you're looking at the Union Hotel.
The one in the old potting shed or Blair's building?
Yes.
I have no idea what the name of it is, but it's really neat.
I'm telling you, Jennifer, that it's called Camp Flemington.
Oh, the Festival of Trees was only the 25th through the 4th.
You are so scatterbrained. We're sticking on Thursday Night Lights now. Let me see where else. Candy Corral is down the street. Mm-hmm. Cry's Jewelers will be open late.
Yep. Barclays.
You probably get Barclays. You can probably get a hot cocoa at Coco's. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the other restaurants are probably open. What other businesses am I missing on Main Street here? What's the one that's down here, a little bit to the right of us down here, that used to be right next to the Grill Shack? Looks like they have Alex and Annie stuff.
Oh, that's Sage. That's Karen Chankoff's other store, Attachments.
Oh, Attachments. Okay. So it's called Attachments. So Thursday Night Lights is a great thing. Come down. Flemington's beautifully decorated this time of year. Walk up and down our main street. Greet your neighbors. You can even take a jaunt over to Lone Eagle and get a pint if you'd like. It's not that far of a walk off of Main Street, Jennifer.
Oh, the fire truck, I was there after 8 o'clock. That's why. The fire truck is 6 to 8, downtown Main Street, Stengel Road, and Turntable Junction.
Okay, so give us the schedule of events. Go.
Tonight there'll be a Living Nativity at the United Methodist Church across from the Flemington Public Library. Horse and carriage rides down Main Street, Stengel Road, and Turntable.
Where across from the Flemington Public Library? Oh, the one...
The other side.
Okay, I'm looking right at it, Jennifer.
Photos with Santa, 6 to 8, at the Kiln Factory on Stengel Road. Tonight, next Thursday, at Barclays Gourmet Marketplace. Sky and Chase of famed Paw Patrol. That will be on Turntable Junction on December 14th tonight. There'll be Single Hundred and Harmonizers, St. Magdalene's Hispanic Ministries musicians,
where's
Salvation
that at?
Army at the courthouse.
Right on the stairs there or in the courthouse?
I think on the stairs.
Nice. Maybe I'll stop by.
Courthouse steps, yes. Community Wishing Tree, Historic Courthouse. Menorah Lighting, Dreidel Making, Flemington DIY Center. I don't know where that is. Mrs. Claus Reading Hall. Oh, that was last week. The Doric House tonight will be open for visitors to view their children, to view their collection and holiday decorations. Let's see, 39
That's a
Main.
Lot going on, Jennifer.
Attachment will have champagne spritzers.
I'm proud of our little town.
Black Dog.
Where are the champagne spritzers?
39 Main, which is kind of across from Stengel Road. Let's see. Attachments. Pick a gift from Santa's grab bag with any purchase. Camp Antiques, 15% off all regular prices.
That's Camp Flemington, yeah.
Camp Flemington Antiques. Chirp Marketplace, Make a Reindeer.
That's in Turntable Junction.
Echelon Studio, photo ops and goodie bags. Jersey Community Acupuncture. They have a $75 gift card tonight for $60. Cry's Jewelry, Lone Eagle Brewery, Enjoy Yourself. Sage, Skis and Tours.
Okay, so what time does all of this start?
I guess around 6 o'clock.
So right after
really
dusk.
Say, I guess at dusk.
Come on, Ben, get a nice little meal down here and enjoy downtown Flemington. It's... even though it's a cold snap, as Jennifer calls it, it's still very comfortable out to go out in Flemington. So it's a great thing. I'm glad they're doing this, and I'm sure they're doing it next Thursday. Is
yes,
one more Thursday before Christmas. So Thursday holiday lights in downtown Flemington. I'm very happy about this.
Good.
Okay, I have some trivia for Jennifer. Should we do our commercial break?
No, we have 6 minutes.
I'll do one and then the other, Jennifer.
Okay.
Okay, Jennifer, I asked these questions this morning at a little breakfast for Safe Coalition.
Okay.
I thought you might do well on these. The first one is called World Traveler, Jennifer. It's 20 questions. I'm going to give you the nickname of a world or U.S. city, and you okay. tell me the city.
Okay.
Very easy. City of Light.
Paris.
Well, Paris is the City of Light, Jennifer. That is correct. Gateway to the West.
St. Louis.
That's correct. The Hub. City's known as the Hub.
I don't know.
Boston.
Hmm.
The Peace Capital.
Oslo.
Geneva. Sin City.
Las Vegas.
Correct. Music City, USA.
Branson, Missouri.
Or Nashville. Nashville is correct. City of Big Shoulders.
City of Big Shoulders.
also known as the Windy City.
Chicago.
Or Second City.
Chicago.
Chicago is correct. The Forbidden City.
Oh, it's in China.
That's correct.
Beijing, no.
Beijing is correct.
Oh, it is.
The Old Smoke.
The Old Smoke. California someplace? No.
Is that because of the recent wildfires?
No, I was thinking San Francisco for some reason.
London is the Old Smoke, Jennifer.
Hmm.
Motor City.
Detroit.
The Emerald City. Don't say Oz. They call Seattle the Emerald City.
Really?
The Eternal City.
That's some place in Asia?
The Eternal City is Rome.
Rome.
Graveyard of the Atlantic. Where all those ships have crashed in hurricanes, Jennifer.
I don't know.
Cape Hatteras. Birthplace of aviation, speaking of the Wright brothers.
Norfolk. No, Kitty Hawk. No.
Birthplace.
Birthplace.
Of aviation. The Wright brothers were born in Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio.
The Holy City in the news.
Jerusalem.
Correct. The Melting Pot. What's your favorite city in the whole world, Jennifer?
I've never heard it called the Melting Pot.
New York City? Never?
No.
Really?
Big Apple, maybe.
I guess Big Apple's the easier one, but the Melting Pot. Look it up.
I believe you.
The Harbor City.
The Harbor. Is that San Francisco?
That is Sydney, Australia. They have a big harbor
there. Yes, they do.
Biggest little city in the world. Reno, Nevada.
I really want to say Reykjavik. Reykjavik.
It's Reno.
Oh.
Fashion capital of the world?
Palm Beach, Miami.
These are hard. I'm going to have to get these somewhere. Milan.
Milan.
And the Crescent City. Also has another more popular one.
Is it Russia someplace?
It's in the United States.
It's in the United States.
They also call it the Big Easy.
Oh, New Orleans.
New Orleans is the Crescent City.
Hmm. I guess.
Okay. For only being you, you did pretty good.
For only being me. Having a team.
A team. That's exactly what I mean, Jennifer.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go to our last commercial break. We'll come back with a little holiday trivia for Jennifer right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at...
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there! to it.
Everybody run down.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry.
I promised Jennifer for some more trivia, and here's some holiday trivia for you. And then what was that? Did you hit something?
I sighed.
That was a loud sigh. Do you not want Christmas trivia?
I do want Christmas trivia.
And then I got a little poem I'm going to read you just in case I'm not here next week.
You're going to be here next week. I cannot
give
go
Jennifer
on.
Plenty of time to. Well, you can like recite the whole Christmas carol next
I year. Cannot go on without you.
Holiday film quotes, Jennifer. I'm going to give you a quote from a Christmas film.
Oh, that's funny. I was thinking about that this morning.
Well, then you should do very well.
Okay.
You name the film, Jennifer.
Okie dokie.
Number one, the bell still rings for all who truly believe.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Incorrect.
No.
The bell still rings. For all who truly believe.
I don't know.
The Polar Express.
No.
Never seen it? So
no.
The bell, doesn't make any sound if you're an adult, but if you're a kid, you can hear it ringing.
Yes. I understand that.
Number two, Jennifer, you're probably not going to get this one either.
Elf.
Christmas was on its way. Lovely, glorious, beautiful Christmas upon which the entire kid year revolved.
Elf.
That's incorrect. Christmas was on its way, lovely, glorious, beautiful Christmas, upon which the entire kid year revolved. That's A Christmas Story, where Ralphie gets the BB gun.
Yes.
It's a great movie.
I've actually seen it.
Number three, you'll get, Christmas isn't just a day, it's a frame of mind.
Miracle on 34th Street,
correct.
1934.
The team this morning said Miracle on 42nd Street.
That's something else.
I said, missed it by 8 blocks. Number four, maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Correct. I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year.
A Christmas Carol?
Correct. I don't know what to say except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
Misery or Missouri?
Misery. And we're all in Missouri. Misery. I don't know what to say except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
I don't know.
Looking for Christmas vacation.
That's funny. I would have guessed that if I had guessed. I should have guessed.
You're going to disappoint the children. They expect a fat Santa.
Oh, the year without a Santa Claus.
Incorrect.
Oh.
You're on the right track.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Incorrect.
No. A year without a Santa. Eat, Papa, eat. Right, Rudolph.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's right.
Don't look at me. Okay. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Elf.
Elf is correct. You were just going to keep guessing Elf, weren't you?
I'll keep guessing Elf.
And then finally, Jennifer, remember, no man is a failure who has friends.
That's Jimmy, It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life is correct. See, you did very well there, Jennifer.
I do have to tell you, we had lunch last Friday with the older crowd,
mm-hmm.
and they like to talk about movies. And I've actually lent one of them A Christmas Story, A Christmas Wish, I'm sorry, with the Jimmy Durante and the squirrel.
Yes.
She had never seen it, so I gave it to Kitty. But then I said to her, have you ever seen Christmas in Connecticut? I love Christmas in Connecticut. I could watch Christmas in Connecticut in July.
Oh, that's why we were talking about the misunderstandings last week, because of Christmas in Connecticut.
She
How they
loves,
drain on you after
she
a while.
Loves Christmas in Connecticut.
Really? Didn't they remake that movie?
Did they? I think it's called something else, though.
I don't know.
All right, what else you got for me?
Okay, since we're talking about Christmas, and there's a chance I'm not going to be here next week.
You have no more trivia for me?
No, that's it.
That wasn't very much.
It's a lot more than you have for me. If you had promised me Christmas trivia next week, that might get me here.
Yeah.
But we all know what your promises are. Pie crust promises. Easily made, easily broken.
Oh, I have to tell you that, too. I made a raisin pie for the oldsters because that's what they used to
eat.
Did
they like to be called the oldsters?
I don't know. And I used a Pillsbury pie crust. And they're all like, oh, this is the best pie crust ever. This must be homemade. I can tell the difference between homemade and store.
And you didn't let on, did you?
Nope.
The Boy Who Laughed at Santa Claus by Ogden Nash. In Baltimore, there lived a boy. He wasn't anybody's joy. Although his name was J.B.'s Dawes, his character was full of flaws. In school, he never led his classes. He hid old ladies' reading glasses. His mouth was open when he chewed, and elbows to the table glued. He stole the milk of hungry kittens and walked through doors marked no admittance. He said he acted thus because there wasn't any Santa Claus. Another trick that tickled J.B.'s was crying boo at little babies. He brushed his teeth, they say in town, sideways instead of up and down. Yet people pardoned every sin and viewed his antics with a grin till they were told by J.B.'s Dawes, there isn't any Santa Claus. Deploring how he did behave, his parents swiftly sought their grave. They hurriedly threw the portals pearly, and J.B.'s left the funeral early. Like whooping cough from child to child, he sped to spread the rumor wild. Sure as my name is J.B.'s Dawes, there isn't any Santa Claus. Slunk like a weasel or a marten through nursery and kindergarten, whispering low to every tot, there isn't any. No, there's not. The children wept at Christmas Eve, and J.B.'s chortled up his sleeve. No infant dared to hang up his stocking for fear of J.B.'s ribald mocking. He sprawled on his untidy bed, fresh malice dancing in his head, when presently, with scalp a-tingling, J.B.'s heard a distant jingling. He heard the crunch of sleigh and hoof crisply alighting on the roof. What good to rise and bar the door? A shower of soot was on the floor. What was beheld by J.B.'s Dawes? The fireplace full of Santa Claus. Then J.B.'s fell upon his knees with cries of don't and pretty please. He howled, I don't know where you read it, but anyhow, I never said it. J.B.'s replied the angry saint, it isn't I, it's you that ain't. Although there is a Santa Claus, there isn't any J.B.'s Dawes. Said J.B.'s with impudent vim, oh yes, there is, and I am him. Your magic doesn't scare me, it doesn't. And suddenly, he found he wasn't. From grimy feet to grimy locks, J.B.'s became a jack-in-the-box. An ugly toy with springs unsprung, forever sticking out his tongue. The neighbors heard his mournful squeal. They searched for him, but not with zeal. No trace was found of J.B.'s Dawes, which led to thunderous applause. And people drank a loving cup and went and hung their stockings up. All you who sneer at Santa Claus, beware the fate of J.B.'s Dawes, the saucy boy who mocked the saint. Donder and Blitzen licked off his paint. I don't know why I like that. I was like reading that to the kids when they were little, maybe to scare them.
I was going to say, did you scare them?
I don't know, but I think it's very clever. It's Ogden Nash, the boy who laughed at Santa Claus.
Known for being clever.
What else did he write?
The Owl and the Pussycat.
Okay. That's like his biggest, most famous one?
I'd say so. Did he write Wink and Blink and a Nod, too?
I don't know. Did he?
I don't know. I'm asking that.
Okay, just in case I'm not here for the Christmas show next week, Jennifer, what do you have in store for next Thursdays?
And that was Eugene Field. I don't know. It's not next Wednesday.
Installment of the Christmas
it's
show.
It's not Wednesday yet.
Jennifer always does a reading of her own. Do you like to divulge what that is or no?
I read the last paragraph from A Christmas Carol.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very good.
Yes. But I don't know.
And didn't you miss one year and I had to read it for you? Where were you?
You did. I was so tired. We were doing interviews and I thought I'd be there. I thought I'd be there. And you kept saying, she'll be here, she'll be here, she'll be here. And I wasn't. And then you read it and I was so touched that you remember that you did it.
It is.
It was very touching.
Well, thank you.
You made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside, Jim.
Okay, so like we said, the library, what are our library hours? Are the libraries closed any time over this holiday season? I hope not.
No, we will be, and this is our last Sunday for 2 weeks. We'll be closed Sunday, Christmas Eve, and Sunday, New Year's Eve. And we'll be closed Monday for Christmas and Monday the following week for New Year's Day. But other than that, we have our regular scheduled hours.
That's great. What are your plans for New Year's Eve this year?
Again, it's not the day before.
Didn't you go out somewhere last year, New Year's? For some reason, I thought you had big plans last New Year's. Didn't you? You can't even remember?
I can't remember.
Really? I thought you went out with, like, Gene and those people.
If we did, it was during the day. It wasn't at night.
I was in Vermont last New Year's. I can remember exactly what I did last New Year's.
I can't remember what I did last Wednesday.
I was at the Long Trail Brewery.
At midnight?
I was at Calvin Coolidge's graveside, like, right before midnight.
Why were you there?
We were driving by. I go, let's go wish Calvin Coolidge. And Calvin Coolidge was, like, the only president not buried, like, in his national library or in Arlington. He's buried, like, just
along the side of the road.
And it's the village he grew up in Vermont.
Lori goes along with
Vermont.
These things.
I don't know. She must have been a little tipsy. I don't know.
I don't think so. That I cannot imagine.
Lori? Oh, really? I could tell you stories that would curl your toes.
Please don't curl my toes. I keep getting foot cramps. I don't.
Okay, Jennifer.
All right, so stop in. The library is open. Jim Thatch will not be here next week at the library, but he will be here next Thursday.
Maybe, and I might bring Kara with me if I do come.
You will, because you have to come in for Fred.
I do have to come in. Fred Miller next Thursday at the Hunter County Library at 2 p.m., free and open to the public. Mm. If you want to have a big mammoth sing-along a few days before Christmas, that's the place to be.
You want to hear Jim sing? Stop in the library and treat your senses to the gingerbread houses. Jim Gonneau is chomping at the bit to get in. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I support net neutrality.
A controversial rule regarding the internet is expected to be rolled back by the FCC today, but that vote hasn't been taken yet. And when it is, Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel says she will be voting against ending net neutrality.
I believe our internet economy is the envy of the world, and that's because we have internet openness, which is what net neutrality policies are all about.
Neutrality backers say repealing it will give companies too much control over web traffic. The Trump administration and other critics say the regulations are heavy-handed and the government shouldn't micromanage the internet. Former Trump staffer Omarosa Newman's disputing claims about her resignation from the White House, saying that she was not fired and denying reports about being escorted off the grounds. She says she resigned after having a candid discussion with White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics, and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.